如何的塑造他，当然奇妙的带领就会有很多的兴奋啊，当然也有很多的等待啊，当然有很多的神迹奇事，但是神是怎么样塑造我们每一个人的时候，一定有很多的眼泪和痛苦。I was telling you about the two sessions. One is how life is led by God. The other, life is shaped by God. So, yeah, go ahead.
Again, let me say to you what a tremendous opportunity it has been for all of our family and team to be here with you in this meeting.
对于我们，这一次是非常的极其荣幸的一个机会。我的全家、我的家人和我的团队一起来跟大家分享。
I am too also proud of Thor and proud of Carly.
我也非常的对 Thor 和他的外甥女非常感到自豪。
I really like Carly to come because it shows how much that she favors me. She looks like me.
我想让她再上来一下，因为让大家知道我是多么的我们之间的关系是多么的好。
And I also am very proud of my son and what God is doing in his life.
我也非常的自豪我自己的儿子，神在借着他使用他。
This is only a few of us. If you would like for us to bring the whole family next time.
这只是我们家人当中的几位，少数的几位，下一次我们把一个大家庭全部带来。
We can charter a Greyhound bus and get about half of them here.
我们可以坐灰狗，一半的座位都坐满了，开到这里来。
Hallelujah. But God is good and we do thank God for all the goodness and all the mercy that he has bestowed upon us.
神是非常的恩慈。我们感谢他，感谢神，给我们这样的一个恩典。
I want Pastor, if he will, to begin tonight by sharing a passage of scripture from Acts, the second chapter, in the 42nd verse, and I want him to read down through the 47th verse.
今天晚上我想跟大家分享一下，《使徒行传》第二章。《使徒行传》第二章42节。到这一章的末了，这里圣经上说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多的神迹奇事，奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Father, I ask you to anoint the reading of your word.
神，我们在这里来求主，你自己恩膏你自己的话语。
I pray that you would allow the coals that burn upon the fire and the altar of God to touch my lips tonight.
求主用你自己的炭火，你来接近我的嘴唇。
And let me speak as a man from another world with an anointing from you.
求主让我好像从你自己属灵的世界差派到这里来跟大家分享的这样一个使者一样。
For these things, we'll be careful to give you the praise in Jesus' name.
在这里我们这样的感恩祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning we begin talking about the very fact that I believe in miracles.
今天早上我在跟大家分享，我相信神迹。
And I didn't minister much. I just shared a lot of things that God has done in my life that was miraculous.
我事实上没有很多的服侍大家，我只是给大家讲了一些的见证，神是如何的给了我一个奇妙的人生。
If you were to hear just that aspect of this story, you would think that serving God is just easy and there's no difficulty and everything just goes perfect.
好像如果大家听的时候，好像这一个讲的这个见证和这个人生，好像非常的容易，好像是一个完美的人生。
But experiencing God in our life causes us to be disciplined, not just to accept the good, but to be able to face those things that are not so good.
那作为一个经历神的人生，不单是要接受神所赐给我们的各种的祝福，同样我们也需要来借着神来面对那些很难面对的事情。
I'm convinced that miracles and the prayers answered from God are not just arbitrary happenings. They don't just happen. happen.
我相信这一个奇妙的人生，好像充满神迹奇事的人生，不是一个好像随随便便就发生了的。
There's some things that are required of us through God's word that if we'll do those things that we can position ourselves to be able to receive the good things that God has for us.
那圣经上让我们看见，如果我们这个人在神面前是非常按照神的心意来定位我们的人生，也把我们交在神的面前，那我们就可以有这样的一个属灵的操练，能够来经历神的自己。
In Acts, the second chapter, in the 42nd verse, there is a list given of things that the apostles continued to do after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They continued moving so they could have the blessings of God in their lives.
那刚才我们念的这段圣经在《使徒行传》第二章42节这里讲到，使徒们他们是有一系列的继续在神面前持守敬虔的生活。当耶稣基督从死里复活升天之后，他们继续地来经历神的大能。
If there's one piece of advice that I would like to leave with you from the word of God is that God expects us to continue on in our relationship with the Lord.
那如果我要跟大家来分享一句话，是讲到神是如何的在我们的生命当中要来继续做这样的事情，那就是神需要我们继续跟他有这样一个亲近的关系。
There's no place to stop. There's no place to go back. We have an obligation that we are on a journey and we're going to a destiny and God is requiring all of us continue in faith.
我们不可能偏左偏右，我们也不可能停下来，我们更不能可能退后，我们只有照着神的心意来一直的往前，这个就是神所期待我们的。
God is faithful.
神是信实的。
I want to reiterate that. I want to state it. God is faithful.
我还要再说一遍，神是信实的。
But sometimes God don't show up right when you think He ought to.
但是有的时候我们在期待神的时候，他并没有出现在我们的面前，像我们期待他的那样。
One thing I've learned: God's not on my timetable.
我有一件事情我学了，就是神不是照着我们的时间表来工作的。
I told you this morning about when God began to move us and to move us out of pastoral work and lead us into this ministry that we're in today.
今天早上我跟大家分享神在我牧会20年之后神呼召我出来，我讲到这一段的经历。
Sometimes it seems like God's timing is off.
有的时候我们看到好像是觉得神的这个时间表是不是不对的。
During that time we were pastoring a very successful church. I was the senior pastor of that church.
在那个教会里面有1000多人，我是那个时候的主任牧师，非常的成功。
I got a nice salary for serving as their pastor.
我也是的，工资收入也是很好。
We had this large day school, and my wife worked for the day school.
我们也有一个这个在个教会里面也有一个教会的学校，是很大的一个学校。
She got a nice salary.
我的太太也在这个基督教的学校里面工作。
I was the head administrator of the day school.
我也是这个教会学校的校长。
I got a little more salary.
我又有另外的一些的收入。
I mean, things are good.
这个生活看起来确实不错。
God has got to be in this.
神一定是在我这个美好的生活的里面。
God shows up and says, I'm going.
但是神突然有一天出现说我要把你从这里面一切的地方拉走。
But God wouldn't ask me to sacrifice if I'm going to be obedient to serve Him.
但是神不是要我去来牺牲我的自己，如果我没有准备好来降服于他。
But God will ask us to sacrifice because that's the process of preparing or His Spirit preparing and directing us.
神的确是有的时候会叫我们经历一些的牺牲或者是奉献，为的是使我们有一个更有属灵生命的这样一个操练。
I did a very, very foolish thing.
在那个时候我做了一个非常愚蠢的事情。
I wish I could say this was the only foolish thing I've ever done.
我希望讲这就是我做的唯一的一个有愚蠢的事情。
God had been speaking to me, telling us we're going to leave the church, and I decide the best night to tell my wife is on our anniversary night.
我就想到神既然告诉我一个新的一个带领，我想告诉他告诉我太太的时候，就是在我们结婚纪念日的时候，这个是最好的时候。
I bought her this beautiful topaz ring.
我给我的太太买了一个很漂亮的一个戒指。
We went to the expensive restaurant.
我们到了一个很贵的一个餐馆里吃饭。
The one that's got the violin.
那个有音乐家在那里拉小提琴。
The lights are low.
灯光是非常的浪漫。
The music's right.
那个音乐正好。
The atmosphere is set.
那个氛围是如此的好。
I look longing into the eyes of my wife.
我就紧紧地盯着我太太的眼睛。
And announce, I've heard from the Lord.
我说我就跟她讲，我听到上帝的呼召了。
She said, I suspected that you had.
我太太说，我觉得今天晚上好像你有什么事。
But what she suspected that I was going to go to another church that was offering me a position.
她并没有想到，好像她以为是我太太觉得是有一个更好的教会给了我更好的一个工资，做一个更好的一个牧师。
Scott and his twin sister Stephanie were in the sixth grade.
那个时候我的儿子 Scott 和他的双胞胎姐妹女儿还在读书。
Their sister was in high school.
他的这个姐姐是在高中。
And in my best preacher voice.
我用我最好的柔和的声音。
I said no, honey.
我说对不起，甜心，不是这样的。
God is going to let us.Evangelize the world.
神是要把我们带离这样一个牧师的位置去传福音到全世界。
And she said, "Who's going to pay us?"
我太太说，谁给你发工资
？Who's going to be responsible for our salary?
谁给你发工资呢
？Baby.
我说宝贝儿
，sweetheart，
甜心
，this is our opportunity，
这是我们的机会来了
，to serve and trust God，
去侍奉这一位可信靠的神。
I don't have a clue who's going to pay us，
我也不知道谁会付我们的工资。
This is a very true story，
这是非常真实的故事。
And she said， you're going back on the road， you're going to go back on the road preaching。
他说你在你会去讲道吗
I can't carry the kids on the road.
我不可能跟你把孩子们带着跟你去讲道。
I'll have to stay home with the kids.
我只能是在家里照顾孩子。
And immediately they had just served the soup.
这个时候刚刚喝汤。
And her face dropped over in the soup.
好像我这个人眼泪整个人就掉到这个汤里去了。
And it wasn't one of those sweet, feminine cries.
在这个时候事实上那个时候我的眼泪就出来了。我那个时候哭得很厉害。You cry or your wife cry?
Yes, my wife's cry. my crying came later.
他太太哭了，他后面他哭得更痛苦。
The maitre d' runs over and said, "Is there something wrong with madam?"
这个招待就过来说，太太，这个汤什么不好喝吗
？I said, "There's a lot wrong with madam."
我太太说，这个汤是有问题了。
So I led her out.
所以我就把她带出去了。
And she cried for 7 months.
她接下来哭了七个月。
I'm not kidding, literally for 7 months.
真的是不是有夸张，真的哭了七个月。
I assured her that everything would be okay.
我跟她讲，没事儿，没事儿，一切都会好的。
God would not put us out in the cold with no one sponsoring us, no one that has promised us anything. He wouldn't do that and leave us without anything.
神不可能呼召我们出来就没有结局了，没有人来管我们了。
So I got this idea. I said, "Honey, you remember our retirement fund?"
我说太太，你记不记得我还有那个退休金啊
？The church has put us up a nice retirement fund.
那个教会给了我们很好的退休金。
Now, what we'll do, we'll take that retirement fund and that will keep us going until somebody finds out what we're doing and will help us.
我们就把那个退休金拿出来，我们就开始用，一直到用完的时候，可能就有人发现了，就会给我们开工资了。
So she didn't cry so loud, but she kept crying.
但是所以呢，听到这句话呢，她好一点，没有哭那么大声，但是还是哭了七个月。
3 days before I'm to have my last service at that church.
三天，还有三天，我就从那个教会要离开了。我就最后一次讲道。
I'm praying. I'm really, really praying.
我那个时候我就一直很努力的祷告。
I mean, I'm really praying.
我是真的是祷告。
Because I don't know what we're going to do.
我也不知道出了门以后，出了个教会门以后会怎么样。
And God spoke to me as plain as I've ever had Him speak to me.
但那一天，神给我讲了一句非常清楚的话，是我从来没有听到那么清楚的话。
He said, "You can't take the retirement fund."
神说你不可以把你的退休金拿出来。我说等一等，暂停暂停，上帝暂停。
Time out, God.
暂停，上帝。
What do you mean I can't take the retirement fund?
你这是什么意思？不可以，我不可以拿退休金。
It's my retirement fund.
这是我的退休金。
It's got my name on it.
是我的名字在上面。
God said they gave it to you reluctantly.
因为教会给你的时候是不是太愿意给你的。
So I could never bless them for what they gave you because they didn't really want you to have it.
因为他们不是很愿意给你们的，所以我不可能给你祝福。
And if you take their money and minister in their money, then they'll say they made you.
如果是你把这个钱拿走，然后呢，是去做别的事情，那么他们会有抱怨的。
And God said, I will not share that with anybody.
神说我不让你来跟任何人来分享这件事情。
We left that church.
我们从教会出来的时候一分钱都没有。
Absolutely nothing.
绝对是没有一分钱。
Three children, one four, thank God.
我有四个孩子。
Three children.
我有三个孩子。我有一个房子。
Trying to maintain situations and,
我还要维持这个家和生活。
But God was working something in me.
但是神在我的心里面一直在工作。
Don't get angry with God when God's working something, His spirit in you, His experience in you. His experiences are not all shouting, sometimes they're weeping.
一定不要在神在你心里工作的时候一定不要愤怒，一定不要抱怨，因为这是神在你心里面的一个属灵的一个工作。
That was the month of July, and sometimes when I get a chance I'll come back and tell you about the next 7 months.
这个是七月份的时候，我等一下再回来再讲后面几个月我们怎么过的。
Continuing is what I'm talking about.
Say it again.
Continuing.In God is what I'm talking about.
我们要跟大家分享的时候，一直要继续的来追求神。
Just because the funds have dried up.
这个我们现在没有任何的生活来源了。
Just because the opportunities have stopped.
现在没有任何的机会了。
I have no right to stop.
但是我没有任何的权利停止追求神。
I don't think you understood what I just said.
我不知道你们明不明白我刚才讲的这句话。
God didn't give me a choice to stop.
神并没有给我一个机会去停止追求他。
He didn't offer me an alternative.
他没有给我另外一个其他的选择。
Christmas rolled around.
这个时候就到了圣诞节的时候。
The closer we got to Christmas, we realized it was going to be a very, very lean Christmas at the Silcox house.
在快到圣诞节的时候，我就知道这个圣诞节我们家里肯定过得不好。
We Silcoxes know how to have Christmas.
但是我们还是要过圣诞节。
We have a big party Christmas.
我们一定还是要有一个大家庭的一个庆祝。
Traditionally, that's the time of year we buy our kids their clothing for the whole year.
在那个时候，在我们家里的传统是在那个时候把我们全家人所有一年的衣服都买了。
We have this huge dinner.
我们要有一个很大的一个晚餐。
But this Christmas, there was going to be no celebration.
所以这一个圣诞节很可能是没有任何的欢庆的气息。
We were not going to go hungry.
我们不应该是饿肚子的。
We had some potatoes and maybe some rice.
我们应该是有一些的大米，有一些饭，有一些的土豆。
But we kept hoping something would break, but nothing ever broke.
我们盼望有个什么样的事情突然发生，但是没有什么事情发生。
I'll never forget that Christmas Eve when I gathered my three kids around me and my wife.
我不能忘记那个晚上，圣诞夜的晚上，我把我的太太召集在面前，我的三个孩子召集在面前。
And if you think it was hard for me, you should have been there for her.
如果你们觉得我是非常的不容易，你们应该知道我太太是更不容易。
I explained our circumstances and they took it really well.
我就解释了我们为什么会现在一个这样的一种的状况，他们都很还是理解的接受了。
They said, Dad, we have one another and we have Jesus. That's enough, isn't it?
我们的三个小孩子跟我讲，爸爸，我们有耶稣，这不是很好吗？
Yeah, that's enough.
是的，这个就是。
Yeah, we can make it with that.
我们可以没有很好的庆祝，但是我们有耶稣就够了。
So I left my living room and I went back into the back bedroom because it was my hour of prayer, it's my devotion.
那个时候是在我的祷告的时间，我就回到我的房间去祷告。
I didn't go back there to pray about Christmas. We had already prayed about that. That was already over.
我们已经为圣诞节祷告了，我不会再为圣诞节祷告，就这样了。我是在我的祷告的时间到了。
But you got to continue.
但是你必须继续的追求神。
I looked over on the nightstand and there was a little pad there and a pen.
我就看到我的那个灯台上，就架的那个台子上有个东西。
And the Spirit of the Lord said, pick up that pad and pen and go in the living room and play a game with your kids.
Pad.
Yeah, a little writing pad.
有一个写字的本子，他说把那个本子拿到里面去跟你儿女一起祷告。
He said, go in there and tell them to order anything they want.
拿到了，他说拿那个写字的本子让
你 don't have any money.
你的儿女虽然没有钱，你们想点买什么东西就把它写下来。
You don't have any money.
你们没有钱，对不对？
Money's no object.
Say it again.
Money's no object because you don't have any.
钱不是问题，因为你们本来就没有钱。
Tell them to order the best of the best.
但是你想要什么东西，要最好的你就写下来。
I said, Lord, I know that sounds fun to you, but Sister Silcox is in there.
我说主啊，这个对你来说好像是很容易，但是对我们来说是很难的。
And she's pretty settled with this thing, so let's not stir her up.
Who is that?
My wife.
他说，我太太是很不容易接受这样的玩笑的。
I've got to hurry, but I want to tell you the greatest afternoon I've ever spent, and my son will bear this witness, won't you, son?
我的儿子就是做见证的人。
That I've ever spent with my kids before or since was that afternoon.
那在那天的下午，我们全家都在一起。
The rule was you can't just order the thing; you've got to tell what the ingredients are.
这个规则呢，就是你不能只是要这个东西，比方说要一个什么酱，要你一定要讲里面是什么东西。
So they started ordering turkeys.
他们就在那个本子上写的要
their mother's potato salad.
要这个土豆沙拉，要那个这个火鸡
pie.
要那个蛋糕
all that stuff.
过各种各样的庆祝的东西。
We laughed, we cried,
我们一起哭
we had such a good time.
我们一起笑，我们好玩了。
But not Sister Silcox.
但是不是我的太太，我的太太非常的沉闷。
She's not going to smile.
她不笑。
Things are bad.
他说这个情况不好。
But as the sun's about to go down on Christmas,
但是那个时候太阳就落山了。
It's already dusk dark.
这个时候已经开始太阳下山了。
She said two things.
我太太就讲了两件事情。
She said, I don't like turkey, I want ham.
我太太就是说最后就讲了我不喜欢火鸡，我要烤肉，要那个火腿。
She said, "I want one of those big, expensive hams."
我要那个很大的、很贵的火腿。
A honey baked spiral cut ham.
要那个有那个蜂蜜烤的。
And she said, "Oh, by the way, you need a medium sized jar of pimento."
她说要有一个中号的那个酱。
Continue.
继续追求神。
About an hour later, 45 minutes.
45分钟，一个小时之后。
A knock at my door.
有一个人在敲我们家的门。
Open the door. There's a couple that I haven't seen in 3 years.
敲了门，把门一打开，有一对夫妻，我们三年没见面了。
They said, "We so hope we are not disturbing your Christmas Eve celebration."
他们非常抱歉，我们不希望在圣诞夜晚来打搅你们。
But something really weird happened to us this afternoon.
但是今天下午，我们家里发生一个奇妙的事情。
So we were down at Skaggs Albertsons and we were buying our supplies for our Christmas dinner.
我们在店里面买我们的圣诞节的用的这些食物。
When Deborah got it started to get in the car, said God spoke to her.
但是我们还没有去的时候，我们在车子里面，上帝对我们说话了。
Said, "Would you mind go back in and shopping for me?"
他说，上帝说，你可不可以现在先替我去买一些东西？上帝说。
She said, "I don't know how to shop for you, God."
这个人就是说，上帝啊，我不知道怎么跟你来买东西。
I'll show you.
上帝就是说我要
And she said,
我要让你知道你怎么样为我买东西。
We had such a great time shopping.
我们就在里面很愉快地买东西。
But something really weird happened.
但是在那个买东西的时候有一个很不可思议的事情发生了。
We had a ham on the conveyor.
我们把我们的买的那个火腿放到了车子上。
And God said, "Wrong ham."
那个上帝就是说不是这个火腿。
He said, "Johnny, take the ham back."
他说 ，Johnny， 把那个火腿拿回去。
And on the way back, pick up a medium-sized jar of pimento.
他说，在你回来的路上有一个用蜂蜜烤的那个火腿。
Oh, miracles in my life.
有很多很多的神迹奇事。
That night,
那天晚上
，God. Pre- proved himself more real than I ever imagined him.
那一天晚上神向我证明他是超过所有的真实。
I have the list.
我有我现在还保留了那个
清单。I still have the list in my possession.
我今天还保留了那个买那个圣诞节晚上的清单。
Not one item more.
没有一个东西多，没有一个东西少。
Not one item less.
没有一个东西少。
The exact list that those kids.
那一个他们写在那个清单上的东西，全部那天晚上都买回来了。
You have to continue, even when it seems like that you can't put one foot ahead of the other.
我们一定要继续的追求神，甚至看到好像我们没有办法往前再走一步的困难，我们还是要继续追求神。
After all, what is there to go back to?What is there to go back to?
另外一个就是说，如果我们回去，还有什么东西呢？我们回去什么东西都没有。
But let me just reach the high points of this. It said in that 42nd chapter, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
那在这个时候，我们再回忆一下我们刚才念的论的圣经，他们恒心遵守使徒的教训，继续的追求神。
The second chapter of Acts, they had no written New Testament.
使徒行传第二章里面讲到，那个时候还没有新约圣经。
What the doctrine of the apostles were was what was going to eventually be the synoptic gospels that we had.
他们讲到他们恒心遵守是使徒的教训，那遵守的是什么呢
？God said, "Continue steadfastly in the word."
他们讲到恒心遵守使徒的教训。
That has been a repeated theme all through this conference. Our brother does such a wonderful job of telling us of setting a goal and having a plan to study the book.
我们今天呢，我们的教授跟我们讲到，我们一定要有一个计划，一定要有一个纪律，我们要有操练来追求我们的神。
In this book, there is life.
因为在这一本圣经里面，神的话里面是有生命。
No, I said, in this book, there is life.
在这个圣经里面是有生命。
Continue steadfastly in this book.
所以要恒心遵守神的教训。
Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
一定要证明，要显明我们每一个人是在神面前是忠心良善的仆人，来追求神的人。
I believe the seed ground for all miracles comes out of this book.
我相信所有的神迹奇事的种子都在圣经的里面。
Continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
我们要继续地遵守神话语的教训。
And in fellowship.
彼此的交接，也就是团契。
See, it's very important that we walk together in unity.
这样的话，我们在一起同心合意地往前走。
It's very important that we don't let anger or hard feelings separate us.
我们不应该让任何的这些的抱怨或者任何的彼此的关系的紧张使我们分离。
We need to work on our fellowship, our relationship with one another.
我们一定要更深的来彼此来团契来彼此的来交通生活。
Because if we allow something to break our fellowship, that might be the very thing that hinders the blessings of God from flowing into our lives.
如果我们的之间的属灵的关系不好，很有可能是阻止了我们来经历神的这个奇妙。
What the Bible says?
圣经怎么讲
？It says if you bring your gift to the altar.
如果我们把我们自己的如果我们把自己的礼物来奉献给神
But there you remember,
突然想到
you think your brother has ought against you.
我们得罪了我们的一个弟兄
Listen.
等一下听清楚
It didn't say you knew your brother had ought against you.
他不是说你知道你得罪了你的弟兄
It says you think your brother has ought against you.
他是讲到你想到你的弟兄得罪了你。我说神啊，我来奉献我的礼物。
God said, "Leave your offering at the altar."
神说把你的奉献放在那里。先回去到你的弟兄那里和好。
Go back, and God will receive your sacrifice.
所以神会接受我们的奉献。
They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in prayers.
并且我们要持续的祷告，恒切祷告。
It seems that I'm just being redundant repeating that because we've just spoke about that and it's so important. You need to pray always.
好像我在重复的讲这些事情，好像我有点啰嗦，但是我们知道我们必须要常常回到这些基本的原则里面来，常常恒切的祷告。
My brother was talking about his dedication, his devotion, and his times of prayers, and he is such the exception in America.
那在我们的今天教授跟我们做讲员在讲到他是如何的天天来灵修的这样一个教授，其实他这样的人在美国是少见的。
American evangelicals boast that they pray a lot.
那这个在美国的福音派的里面是讲到他们非常多的祷告。
Barna recently did a survey and said the average Christian in America prays approximately 3 minutes and 30 seconds a week.
这在基督教的一个非常重要的一个机构做了一个调研，就是平均每个美国的基督徒每天祷告三分钟。
That's grace set around the table.
每星期祷告三分钟。
3 minutes and 30 seconds.
3 minutes, 30 seconds per week.
Average prayer life of an evangelical Christian
for a week. 一个星期祷告三分钟啊，事实上就是谢饭祷告。
That includes praying around the table.
包括谢饭祷告。
That includes formal prayers prayed in services of worship.
也包括在教会的崇拜里面的祷告。
And all we can muster is 3.5 weeks.
但是
3.5 minutes.
只是三分钟的祷告。
You know how much the evangelical pastors pray?
我们知不知道一个福音派的牧师是祷告多久
？According to Barna, just a little over 7 minutes a week.
这个做的一个调研是每个星期祷告七分钟。
Does that shock anybody but me?
我不知道你们会不会非常的震撼，这么少的祷告。
Is it any wonder that we show up on Sunday at church 10 o'clock sharp?
我们会不会知道为什么我们是每一个星期天早上10点钟准时到
？And we leave 12 o'clock, though.
我们10点钟到教会，12点我们就离开了。
And we never see a manifestation of the glory of God.
我们从来没有看见上帝荣耀的奇妙的见证在我们当中。
But the Bible said we have not, for we ask not.
圣经上说我们得不到，是因为我们没有祈求。
Continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
圣经上说要恒心持守
fellowship,
使徒的教训，彼此交接
in prayers,
恒心祷告
in breaking of bread,
还有一个就是要一起的来擘饼纪念主
so important for you to take communion.
这是非常的重要，一起来擘饼纪念主
so important that you remember the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus Christ.
我们一定要常常纪念神为我们做的救赎。
Never let that story grow dim or cold in your life.
我们不能让这样一个神为我们耶稣基督为我们死的这样一件事情成为我们好像一个冷淡的一个回忆。
The communion service is absolutely, if not the most, one of the most powerful things that we do in the Christian church.
在这个教会的里面，这个擘饼纪念主是一个非常重要的、有能力的这样的一个聚会。
We do it in different forms, but usually the pastor holds up a piece of unleavened bread and says, "This is my body, which is broken for you," and he breaks the bread.
我们有很多不同的形式来纪念主，也有的牧师站在前面，把那个面包、把那个饼擘开。说这是我的身体。
And then he takes the cup and after it's up, say, "This is the new testament or the new covenant of my blood that is shed for the remission."
他也拿起杯来说，这是我的为你们流的血。你们要喝，彼此来纪念我。
And then he says this, "As oft as you do this."
他讲到你们要经常纪念我。
Do it in remembrance of me.
要经常纪念我。
Now we need to remember.
我们应该记得。
But I think that goes a little different than just having a pleasant thought about Christ.
我想这个不是要我们只是常常想到这件事情。
In the King James, it says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And remember, there is an old English word.
在这个古老的英文的翻译里面，这个记得的词是一个英文的一个古老的词。
In fact, in the old English definition, that remember meant to the antithesis or the opposite of dismember.
那这一个古老的英文里面讲的记住我的这一个为你们的舍命，就好像我们自己的手。得到了一个自残的这样一个痛苦一样。
If that is true,
如果这个是真实的
，then what Jesus was saying that we are doing at the communion is come and put me back together again.
那这个耶稣是讲到你们来如此纪念我的时候，是把这个饼来擘饼的时候，好像还原主自己的身体来到教会的里面。
I've been broken for you.
我是基督说我是为你们破碎的。
Shed my blood for you.
我把我的血流下来了。
So when you come together and you remember, you put my body back together again.
当你们一起来纪念主的时候，你们就把我的身体还原了。
There is such power, he said, as continue in the breaking of bread.
所以他说你们要继续的这样的擘饼纪念主。
I was preaching in Fort Worth, Texas.
我有一次在德州来讲道。
It was New Year's Eve night.
那是在一个新年的前夜。
We were serving the communion.
我们就来擘饼纪念主。
There was this very precious lady that says, and she was a church member, but she said, I can't take the communion.
在那个时候，有一个老太太是说我不能来擘饼。
And she said, I'm unworthy.
因为我不配。
And I looked at her and I said, but that's the reason we have this service.
我就跟他讲，这就是因为我们都不配，所以我们才来纪念主。
If you are, get worthy.
所以如果你是不配，那你就应该一起来追求，让我们可以配。
All you have to do is ask for the grace of God.
我们就是要来怎么配呢？我们要来祈求神的恩典。
And she had a big old huge.
他在手上有一个很大的一个瘤肿瘤。
When she repented and took that bread,
当这个老太太悔改的时候，她来擘饼纪念主的时候
，I took a step away and she screamed and I turned around and looked and saw.
我这个时候离开她，这个老太太就倒在地上尖叫起来。
That growth laying on the floor.
她的那一个瘤就掉下来了。
As oft.As you do this, come on, as often as you do it, do it and remember. And then it goes on to say, not only do this in remembrance of me, he said, but fear came upon them. Fear came upon the disciples.
在后面也是讲到，使徒行传里面讲到，后来使徒们又惧怕了。
And as a result of the fear, many people were blessed. There were miracles that took place.
那后来因为这样的一个惧怕临到众人那么很多人就蒙恩了。
Wait a minute, again, I'm quoting from the King James.
我现在也引用的是一个古老的圣经是 King James.
Said fear came upon them, it wasn't talking about,
他讲到惧怕临到众人不是讲到一种那样的一种的惧怕。
It wasn't talking about trepidation, oh!
他是讲到一种惊讶。
It was talking about reverential fear.Reverential fear or reverence.
是讲到一个尊敬的惧怕畏惧。
We don't have to be afraid of God.
我们不需要惧怕神。
But we ought to reverence His presence.
但是我们需要敬畏神。
To honor Him.
我们来尊敬他。
And then it went on to say that they continued house to house breaking bread.
然后就讲到当时的人使徒行传里面是一起来领受食物。
They ate their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
他们存着欢喜的心，一同用饭。
That simply meant that they were thankful for whatever they had to eat.
他们是讲到不管他们吃什么，都是存着感谢的心。
They had love feast in those days and times, and many times there was much food to eat.
在那个时候可能有很多的食物可以吃。
And when there was much food, they said, "Yes, yes, praise God! There's much food."
在很多食物是吃的时候，他们就是感谢神。
But sometimes there wasn't much food.
但是也有的时候食物不多。
He said, "It doesn't matter. You still praise God."
但是我们在那个时候仍旧来赞美神。我们是仍旧我们来荣耀神。
Do you understand that He's just as much God in the lean as in the full, or the little or the much?
你们相不相信上帝是富人的上帝，上帝也是穷人的上帝
？He's just as much God when you're on the mountain or when you're in the valley.
上帝是我们在高处的上帝，上帝也是我们经历低处的上帝。
We don't wait until we get something good to worship Him. We worship Him in spirit and in truth.
我们不是当我们的生活好的时候，我们再来敬拜他。我们是在任何时候，我们都来敬拜他。
Amen. And then it said they shared all things in common.
然后他们凡物共用。
That just simply meant they had a compassion for one another.
这是讲到他们彼此有怜悯。
If I have something and you don't have something, then as a believer, I want you to have what I have and I'll share.
因为我有这件事东西，你没有这些，因为我们彼此的怜悯，我就给你来使用。
And then it said they praised God.
然后讲到他们来赞美神。
They worshiped God.
他们敬拜神。
I am so convinced that the most important thing that we can learn to do is to truly and genuinely worship.
我相信我们在神面前最重要的侍奉就是来敬畏他。
The Bible said he inhabits the praises of his people.
那圣经上说，神的宝座是用他的子民的赞美来作为根基的。
I go to some churches that have not understood how important worship is and praise.
我去过很多的教会，他们不明白敬拜赞美为什么这么重要。
Some churches I go to, they think that worship is a spectator sport.
那这个有些教会觉得这样的一个敬拜好像是我们做旁观者一样。
I expect them to pass out voting pads sometimes at those churches.
好像在一个教会里面，他们把这个好像这个投票的这个东西传递一样。
After the praise team sings, that was a three.
好像这个敬拜团队唱完以后，他说那是第三首歌。
The choir sings that was a four.
也敬拜团队唱完那个是第四首歌。
No. You can't come and watch praise.
我们不能来观看，以观看者的身份来看敬拜。
The Bible said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
我们要一起来敬拜神。Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The Bible said, clap your hands, all you people.
圣经上说我们要拍手来敬拜神。
The Bible said, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph.
圣经上说我们要呼喊来敬拜神。
The Bible said, lift up holy hands.
圣经上举你的手来敬拜神。阿门。
Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
我们一起来鼓掌敬拜神。
That's why and how we continue and we're molded.By the Spirit.
在这样的情形下，我们是被灵圣灵来塑造的这样一个人。
Of course, I go to some other churches.
当然我也到别的教会去。
Where they keep the praise team locked up all week.
他们把这个敬拜就是一个星期不敬拜。
They have a special room for the praise team get off.
他们在敬拜的时候，他们的敬拜团队在另外一边。
And they only feed them sugar during the week.
他们。
Sugar. They get candy and sugar. That's all they get to eat.
他们这一个星期只能吃糖。
And then Sunday morning they open the door.
星期天把敬拜台就放出来。他们就一起跳，一起。
Oh, come on. Stand up, sit down, shout, shout, shout.
就好像只是星期天出来跳一样。
I'm not against that.
我不是要反对什么。
I'm not against it.Unless you allow them to worship for you.
我的意思是说一定要让大家要从心里面来敬拜神。
I'm glad you've got talent to sing, but you can't sing my song.
我想我们的敬拜团队很优秀，但是你们唱不了我的歌。
I'd have to sing my song unto the Lord.
你们代替不了我唱的歌，我必须唱给神听。
Worship is for all of us.
没有一个敬拜团队可以代表我们来敬拜。
We have a couple more minutes.
We have, yeah.
Okay, good. Get you some water, you need it.
Yeah. 时间是多少？我都忘记了。20 minutes. Another 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Okay. Yes. I love this. I love being with you.
我非常感谢神跟你们在一起。
I love the warmth of the Spirit that I feel moving in this place right now.
我非常感谢神，感受到圣灵的温暖在我们当中。
The disciples met all of those conditions.
门徒们事实上是有很多的他们都也耶稣告诉他们他做到了。
And so we see in the third chapter.
我们在第三章里面看到
I personally believe there shouldn't be a break between the second and the third chapter. I think they should go together.
我想第二章、第三章不应该分开的，他们应该是连在一起。
But we see the disciples doing what they said or were told to do in the second chapter.
在第二章里面是讲到他们是耶稣叫他们去做什么。
It was the Lord's day.
那个是主日那一天。
And it was the third hour of the day, and they were on their way to the temple.
他们就去圣殿敬拜。
Now you understand, Jesus has been crucified, he's been buried, he rose, he has now ascended to the right hand of the Father.
耶稣基督死了，复活了，又升天了。
I don't know how you would be in that situation, but I'd want to be out telling somebody.
我不知道你们是怎么样，我是非常想告诉每一个人。
But they're faithful to being continuing in the Word of God.
但是他们耶稣升天了，他们还仍旧继续的追求神。
It's the hour of prayer.
那个时候是一个祷告的时候。
And Peter and John, arm in arm, are going to prayer.
那约翰和彼得他们就一起往圣殿里走。
They're continuing in the basics that God has given them.
他们在持守神给他们的基本的教训。
They're not having a big emotional experience.
他们并没有好像在当时一个很了不得的一个情绪激动的一个事件。
They may not even feel like going, but they're being obedient to continuing in the Word of God.
或者他们当时并不想去聚会，或者他们累了，但是他们就是对神顺服。
And they're going to the time of prayer.
他们就到祷告殿里去祷告。
And they're in unity.
他们是有一个同心合意的，一起走。
Peter and John.
这个彼得和约翰。
Yeah. One of my favorite authors in the world.
这是圣经当中一个最好最我最喜欢的一个作者
G. Campbell Morgan said that was a miracle that Peter and John was walking together.
这个摩根就是说彼得和约翰怎么会走到一起呢
you do know who Peter was.
我们都知道彼得是谁
Simon Peter.
他是西门彼得
Simon Peter that put his mouth in motion before he put his mind in gear.
这个彼得是讲话非常快。
Simon, that's the tough guy.
这个彼得是非常特别的一个人。
He's sort of the leader of the whole group.
他是整个团队的领袖。
He wants to get business done.
他要把事情做完。
And he's with John the beloved.
但是他是跟那个耶稣所爱的门徒在一起。
John the beloved.
约翰那个是耶稣所爱的。I'm faithful translating.
According to G. Campbell Morgan, John was the youngest, and there's always a John the Beloved in the crowd.
那摩根是说说，在任何一个地方，好像都看到上帝所爱的那位约翰。
They're always close to the pastor.
这个约翰总是靠在主的胸怀。约翰总是围绕在耶稣的旁边。
Simon Peter and the John Beloved really don't get along well.
所以你们大概知道彼得和约翰事实上搞不来的两个人。
I'm being facetious.
我是有一点好像把它表演出来。
But I want you to remember what God has done to make us one together in Him.
我要让大家知道神是怎么样把我们完全两种不同的人可以合在一起。
Do you understand people that I would not even have liked when I was a sinner?
你们要知道这个有的很多的时候我们彼此是不喜欢的但是我们是因为我们是罪人。
Now that we have found Christ, we're best friends.
但是我们都是因为主的缘故我们成了最好的朋友。
See, the thing that makes me so excited is that God, because of His Son Jesus Christ,
那因为耶稣基督是神的儿子。
We have this chance to be together.
我们就今天可以到一起来。
If it weren't for Jesus in our lives, we would not be here.
如果不是耶稣基督，我们不可能坐在这里。
So they're going into the temple.
所以他们就走到殿里面去。
You know the story. They passed the man that's
你们知道这个故事，他们就在一个瘫痪的病人面前走过。
The man cries out to them.
这个瘫痪人就喊起来了。
Asking of alms of them.
他就来问他们讨钱。
And he expected to receive something from them.
这个瘫痪的人就想在他们身上来讨一点什么东西。
If I had a long time, I would tell you that the world has a right to expect to receive something from us as believers.
所以我如果有时间，我可以告诉你们，世界对我们基督徒来说也有个期待，期待在我们身上得到某种的东西。
When we hang out our shingle and say Church of the Living God through Jesus Christ.
当我们把这个旗子竖起来说，耶稣是我们教会的主的时候
，This is not the Key Club. This is not the Rotary Club. This is the Church of Jesus Christ.
这不是一个俱乐部，这是耶稣的教会。
The world has a right to expect if they bring their broken, their wounded, their hurt, their disappointed, they can expect to be touched when they come.
社区的人，他们有权利来到这个教会，期待他们当中瞎眼的、瘸腿的、穷人、得病的人都在这里被得到医治。
He expected to receive something.
他们来到这里总是期待要得到什么。
Then the Bible said that Peter looked upon him.
圣经告诉我们，彼得就看了这个摊子。彼得就看了。
Very important.
非常重要。
I don't know in China, but in America, we believe that, or at least I believe, let me not blame it on all Americans.
在美国我相信，不一定每个人相信。
The eyes are the windows of the soul.
眼睛是心灵的窗户。
My mother believed that.
我的妈妈相信这个。
How many of you mothers here? Let me see your hands. You've got children. Let me see your hand. Hold up your hand.
What is that?
Raise up your hand. Don't be ashamed.
What is that? I didn't translate.
Oh. Raise up their hand if they're mothers. They have children.
你们是母亲的在当中，你们是母亲的，举起手来。你们是母亲的，有孩子的，举起手来。
Now, I don't know about you mothers, but my mother could tell...If you were sick by looking at you,
我不知道你们做母亲的，我的母亲看了孩子的眼睛就知道他身体好还是病了。
There were 7 kids in our family.
我们有兄弟五七个人。
She'd get us dressed.
我们坐在一起的时候。
Fed. Got food for us.
我们一起吃饭。
And then she'd come down the line.
然后她到了每一个面前来看。
Now, what you didn't want to hear her say?
你不希望从我的母亲里面听到一句话。
You're looking sick.
你看起来病了。
And if you were me, then you would say, No!
如果是我，我就说我没有病。
I want to go to school.
我要到学校去，我要玩。
I'll see you later. I'm going to school now.
我要跟你再见了，我要去了。
See, probably you don't understand because in America there was only one medicine back in those days in any medicine cabinet.
在那个时候只有一种的药可以医病的。
And for you young people, it was not cherry flavored Tylenol.
是对我们。
It was. Castrol.
What is Castrol?
You ever tasted Castrol?
Castrol.什么是 Castrol 有没有医生
If I had known that, I would have brought a bottle and insisted that you all.
I don't know how to translate it. Castrol.
It's the worst stuff in the world.
他说是世界上最难吃的药。
There's nothing that's more evil tasting than Castrol.
没有世界上没有任何一种的味道比那个更邪恶的那个难吃的味道。
You would receive instantaneous healing just looking at that bottle.
其实你不要吃，你看了那个药，你就病就好了。
I laugh at that, but I want us to understand that as God works in us in His Spirit, that we have an obligation.
我跟大家这样讲，是说神在我们心里面有给我们这样一种的责任。
To be concerned about those that are around us that have needs.
我们有这样的责任来关心我们周围有需要的人。
Peter looked him in the eyes.
所以彼得就看着他。
He said, "Silver and gold have I none."
他是讲到讲叫他的名字。
But such as I have.
金和银我都没有。
But such as I have, give I thee.
但是我有一个事东西要给你。
If we could just allow ourselves to notice one another.
如果我们可以来彼此来认识。
We put on our Go to church clothes.
把我们星期天去教会的漂亮的衣服穿上。
We put that pleasant smile on our face.
我们把我们的笑容能够打扮好。
And we go to church and we sit down.
我们到了教会，我们坐下来。
Sometimes with our heart breaking.
但是我们的心里面却是伤心的。
Sometimes we've barely gotten there because of all the battles we've had to fight.
也许有的时候我们刚刚过了那个征战的那个痛苦。
And we need to have an obligation for one another.
但是我们有这样的责任彼此来照顾。
That if we look into their eyes and see there's a need, let the Spirit direct us to minister to them that their needs.
那我们看到他有这样的需要，我们应该来帮助他。
God's Spirit will bless you. He will mature you, he will direct you, and then he will use you for his glory.
神会来使用你，神会来祝福你。
Heavenly Father, I love you.
我们一起祷告，天父，我们爱你。
I thank you that you are a miracle working God.
感谢你，你是一位行神迹的神。
That Peter reached out and touched this man and lifted him up and he became whole.
这一位彼得来医治了这个病人，这个病人就完全好了。
Perchance tonight, Lord, there are those under the sound of my voice that walked into this room with many, many difficulties on their shoulders.
在今天我们在这个房间里面，有这样的弟兄或者姊妹，他们来到这里的时候，他们身上是满了各种的重担。
Someone may be facing obstacles Monday on their job that they simply don't know how to handle.
也许我们当中有这样的人，星期一他们的工作就有这样或者那样的困难，他们不知道怎么样去面对。
There may have been those here, God, that have just recently received a report from the doctor that things aren't well in their lives.
也可能我们当中有这样的人，刚刚接到医生的通知，我们的健康出了问题。
God, there may be someone here just simply experiencing depression and can't find any joy in living.
也可能我们当中有这样的人经历一个极度的这样的忧郁，是自己没有办法去面对的。
Like the disciples of old that met the conditions for miracles, God, we have met those conditions as we've worshipped you, as we've listened to your word, as we've continued on to grow in your grace.
就好像那些使徒们，他们因为履行了他们在神面前的职责，他们的敬虔，他们的追求，以至于他们可以行神迹一样。今天晚上我们在这里也是一样，我们来向你祷告，我们向你祈求，我们也来履行我们的责任。
So God, I'm asking you right now.
所以神，我在这里来向你祈求。
To begin to work miracles in the lives of those under the shadow.
求你在我们当中的每一位弟兄姊妹身上来行你的神迹。
With your gentle, wonderful, loving touch, would you reach out to each one in this building and touch them by your grace and by your power?
求主，你在今天晚上，你伸出手来触摸我们每一个人。你用你的自己温柔的爱，你来医治，来释放我们每一个人。
Lord, don't allow us to leave here like we came.
主啊，不要让我们离开这里的时候，就像跟我们来这里一样，没有什么收获。
But that every need of every life that is represented in this building would be touched by your grace and power.
求主今天晚上在整个这个大楼里面的人都在你面前蒙你的眷顾和医治。
For I ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
I was not finished, but I felt like that I needed to stop.
我其实没有讲完，但是我